Come dance on our floor.
Time to talk now, sorry.
Well, sorry, Jack. We just wanted to
Mr.
ask
Mr. Angelino if... is coming over at any moment to check out! Oh, gee, I'm sorry. This machine has never seen a bikini before.
Jack, we just wanted to ask you if you wanted to go to the beach with us.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'd much rather look at your figures than these, but Mr. Angelino's coming over any minute to check out these totals.
Okay, but we're really gonna miss you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Bye, Mr. Furley.
Hi, bye. Girls look real cute. Don't you think so, Jack?
I didn't notice.
Oh, well, that figures.
Just please fix the doorbell, Mr. Furley. Thank you.
Doorbells, faucets, drains. It isn't one thing, it's another.
I said, if it isn't one thing, it's another.
Yeah, I haven't got time to talk to you. I've got to concentrate, okay?
Okay, okay. Mum's the word.
Thank you.
You won't even know I'm here.
I'm trying to concentrate. Please, is that all right?
Well, I heard you the first time.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she
Please
comes.
Don't sing.
Anything you say, Jack.
Mr. Furley.
I'm not singing.
Would you mind not whistling?
You don't like music, do you?
No wonder your bell wasn't working. The wires are disconnected.
Huh?
See? The current has no place to go. Didn't you ever learn how to knock?
What got into you?
About 110 volts, that's what.
What?
Mr. Angelino, look. I think I actually made a profit last week. For the first time, I made a profit.
No, we, Jack, we made a profit. I get 10%, remember?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Mr. Furley, please, no more interruptions.
Okay, okay.
Just look at the...
Can't blame that on me.
Hello? Yes, this is Jack Tripper.
What?
Why? Well, there's got to be some reason. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Jack. We did make a profit.
Yeah, it'll be the last one we'll ever see.
What are you talking about?
You can't stay in business without a wine license.
Well, you've got your temporary license. And the permanent one...
will never come through. Some minister is going to get it revoked.
Reverend Gilmore?
Yeah, that's the guy. He... Wait a minute. How did you know his name?
Oh, it's not important.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean not important? I could be run out of business. If you know something, tell me.
Well, didn't I tell you that your restaurant used to be called Charlie's Spot?
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, it was. And it was very popular. Until the Reverend got the idea that it was a pickup joint.
A pickup joint? Why would he think that?
Maybe it was the hookers.
Hookers?
Anyway, the Reverend, with the help of a few other clergymen, managed to close it down and run those ladies out of town.
All of them?
Mr. Furley, would you please? Well, wait a minute. What am I going
to
do?
Jack, relax. All we have to do is prove to the Reverend that you run a decent, respectable place.
How do we do that?
I've got it. You throw a champagne brunch at your bistro this Sunday, and I'll bring the Reverend Gilmore in right after morning services.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know.
I'll make him a delicious meal that he'll never forget.
Oh, yeah, that too. But what's even more important is you've got to invite some of your friends over.
I'll be glad to come.
I mean some of your more respectable friends. Make a favorable impression on the Reverend, right?
Right.
Right!
Wait, I don't have any help Sunday.
Oh, no problem. I'll send Felipe over to help you.
Yeah, but that's his day off. I don't think he'll be too happy about that.
Well, of course he won't. There's something I've learned over the years, Jack. If you have a happy employee, you're doing something wrong. Sunday.
He's right about that, you know. Well, you won't be having any more trouble with your bowel, Jack.
Thanks, RF.
See? It's perfect.
Great. Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Mr. Furley? Mr. Furley!
Hi, Jack. What's that?
Mr. Furley just fixed the doorbell.
You mean it's portable now?
Boy, Jack, are you smart not to have come to the beach with us?
Yeah, I was freezing.
Listen, girls, I'm glad you're back because I need you.
Forget it, Jack.
No. I was talking... Listen, ladies, I want you to be my guests at a champagne brunch this Sunday.
We'd love to. Isn't he sweet?
Well, you see, this minister's coming and he expects to see some hookers.
What?
No. So I want to invite some nice people and have them show up. You know, nice people like yourselves.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
There's one thing, though.
Yes?
Do you have anything to wear that'll make you look respectable?
You don't know what our amazing sounds will be. To your grace.
Your food will be right. Here you go. Eggs Benedict, a la Jacques. Enjoy your brunch. If you need me, just holler.
Okay.
Ah, welcome to Jack's Bistro. Table for two?
Yes, please. This is going to be our wedding breakfast. We just got married an hour ago.
Oh, well, you'll want to eat and get out fast. Let's go.
There's no hurry. You see, we can't get into our hotel room until tonight.
You little devils. I've got just the table for you right over here. Madam? You can sit here and enjoy your brunch at a leisurely pace. If you'd like to, just... Good afternoon, ladies and... Janet!
Is this technical enough for you?
Wow, you look so nice in clothes. I mean, why don't you sit at this table here? Look at you.
Get out of my kitchen!
Oh, no. Hey, guys, are you kidding? Stop that. What's happening? Hey, Felipe, what's going on?
Oh, jefe, please. It is bad enough I got to work on Sunday, but I got to listen to him, too.
I was just trying to help.
Help? He's trying to tell me how to do my job?
I was not. I just said he wasn't doing it right.
What? No, wait. Now, Felipe, stop it. Would you cut that out?
Nobody tells me how to cook.
All right. Mr. Furley, if you really want to help, why don't you go outside and pour some champagne for the customers, all
I'll
right?
I'll be glad to. And remember, Felipe, it only takes one bad cook to spoil the broth.
Un mal cocinero. Stupido, idiota, que sabe un burro de cosas que acabas de decir,
eh? I accept your apology.
I like to try a little place like this. Getting so tired of the Polo Lounge. Welcome to Jack's Bistro. Oh, there you are, Tripper. I'd like you to meet Miss Van Cleef.
Charming place.
Charming lady. Lawrence, I saved you a table right here. Here you go, Van. Congratulations, Larry. She's perfect.
Naturally.
What
is Larry doing with a nice girl like that? Nothing if she's lucky.
Mr. Furley, some champagne for this lovely couple. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm your wine steward at your service.
You have to open it first.
Well, I know that. I was just wetting the cork.
Hello. I was just, could I? Good, I see you're ready to order. Yes, well, we have delicious chicken Marco Polo and some eggs Benedict. Good choice, eggs Benedict. All right. Felipe?
You got me, jefe.
Two eggs Benedict.
Eggs? Again? What is wrong with the chicken?
Nothing, but they prefer the eggs.
Okay, but you are going to have a kitchen full of chicken.
Just what you want. Welcome, madam. Are you alone?
Yes, I hope it's all right.
Oh, sure. It's just what the minister ordered.
I beg your pardon?
No, no, it's just that no one's ever alone at Jack's Bistro. It's sort of one big family here. Would you excuse me for a second? Hey, girls, girls, would you mind sharing your table?
Well, we are having a party.
Not at all.
We'd love to.
Oh, good. Janet, Terry, I'd like you to meet...
Miss Arlington.
Miss Arlington. The girls would love to have you sit down at their table.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Certainly.
Oh, I love your dress.
Oh, thank you.
I have one just like it at home.
See, I knew you'd get along. You have so much in common.
You think we could order now, Jack?
Yes, right. All right. Well, now we have a delicious chicken Marco Polo. Yum, 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 yum. And also, I think there's some Eggs Benedict or something back there.
Good. I'll have the Eggs Benedict.
Ooh, that sounds good. We'll have...
Two chickens. Come in.
Okay.
What year is this champagne?
Oh, don't worry. It's fresh.
Mr. Furley, I think you've poured one glass too many.
Count again.
Oh, Mr. Angelino, and this must be...
My dear friend, the good Reverend Gilmore.
Reverend Gilmore, I'm Jack Tripper. Welcome to my bistro.
I hope you have a nice table for us.
Right this way, Mr. A.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Arlington.
Yes, Reverend Gilmore.
You see, Reverend, I think you'll find that we have a very nice family-style restaurant here.
Oh, don't worry, Jack. The Reverend has an open mind.
And a sharp eye.
Well, I have nothing to hide. Reverend, I think this chair over here is much better.
Why?
Well, it's been blessed.
Anything wrong, Jack?
No, everything is just fine. Listen, would you guys like to eat out on the patio?
You don't have a patio.
I could build one.
Why?
It's just a little joke, you know, Mr. Angelucci.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Here. So, we haven't picked out a dessert yet.
Oh, well, let's see now.
We better do something quick.
Well, I'm reading as fast as I can.
Isn't this a nice place, huh? So clean, you could eat right off the floor.
I prefer a table.
I prefer a table. The man is humorous. That was very funny.
I never expected this.
Look, I can explain, Reverend. You see...
You have a very nice place here.
They... Thank you,
Reverend.
What was that?
I think the Spanish omelet is ready. Excuse me. What is going on here? Now, cut that out. Early, what is going on here?
Don't ask me. Ask Flipper.
It is Felipe.
Flipper, Flipper, oh, Flipper.
All right, Felipe, calm down. Now, take it easy.
Hey, hey, Jefe, who is the chef of this kitchen.
You are.
And is the chef the king of the kitchen?
Yes.
And does not the king get what he wants?
All right, Felipe, but would you please calm down? I can't talk to you when you're yelling. Just calm down, all right?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to calm down. See?
Good. Thank you. Now, what is it that you want?
I want to kill him. You can't kill him. Yes, I can kill him.
Come here. Shh. Get up.
Good. Well, I can go back to my work.
Easy.
Oh, Jefe, please.
What?
Could I not kill him just a little?
Would you like some more champagne?
I better not. You don't know what too much champagne does to me.
Very well.
Hold it. Let's find out.
Young man.
I hope he's talking to you.
Who?
That minister.
What's the matter? Did you miss church today?
Worse. I sold him a used car.
Young man, may I talk to you for a minute?
Uh-oh.
Aren't you the salesman who sold me a used car?
Yes, I did, Reverend, but I had no idea.
Best car I ever had. Runs beautifully.
It's a miracle.
Didn't I tell you? Nice place, nice people. Young man, there is one small thing about that car.
And there are two more nice people I would like you to meet, Reverend. Janet, Terry, come over here.
No, the Reverend wants to relax.
Oh, nonsense. I'd love to meet them. Girls, won't you join me?
Janet, Terry, this is Reverend Gilmore.
How do you do?
I'm sure you have scads to talk about.
Well, sit down, please.
Reverend Gilmore is the pastor of St. Gilda's on the square.
Oh, you mean the big white church on the corner?
Yes. Do you know it?
Know it? They're there all the time.
Really? Well, what did you think about my sermon this morning?
Oh, it was a gas.
What?
A gas. Well, that means that she loved it.
Oh, well, that's encouraging. So you agreed with what I said about the wages of sin?
Oh, yes. The price of everything is going up.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Reverend, you clearly made us understand that inflation is a sin, too.
Did? Confound me. These are very bright girls.
Well, would you excuse us, please? We have to get back to our table.
Yes, it was awfully nice meeting you, though.
Likewise. By the way, that's a lovely dress.
Well, thank you.
My mother-in-law has one exactly like it.
I thought you girls had deserted me.
Oh, heavens no.
You wouldn't believe how happy we are to be back here with you.
Aren't you sweet?
Okay. Champagne on the house.
And on the table, too. You shouldn't have poured any for me. It'll only be wasted.
Oh, heaven forbid. Cheers.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hot stuff. Care for some bread? Butter? Hot rolls? Oh. No hot rolls. No hot
rolls.
99.
Oh, Jerry.
What the hell?
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, no. Mr. Furley, could you? No, you couldn't. girls. Girls!
Yes?
Excuse me, can I borrow Janet and Terry for just a second?
Oh, second.
It's fatty. You don't want it. Come here.
Excuse us.
Listen, look at those honeymooners over there. You gotta get them and get them out of here. If Reverend Gilmore sees them, I could be out of business.
Well, where will we put them?
I don't care. Just take them and hose them down. Move.
Oh, Jack. We have some menus. Reverend's getting hungry.
Oh, you want to eat? I thought you just came here to look.
Oh, no, no, Jack. No hard feelings. You've convinced me this is a very respectable place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I think, Reverend, you'll find that this restaurant is known for its relaxed, cozy atmosphere. Oh, Reverend, would you like to go look at the cozy kitchen? It's very nice in the kitchen, Mr. Angeline.
Yes, the kitchen.
Kitchen.
You must see the kitchen.
You're going to love what you see in the kitchen.
What is this?
Hey, I don't know. It's not on the menu.
This is disgraceful.
Oh, hi, Rev. Would you like a swig of this? It'll take the starch right out of your collar.
This man is inebriated.
I am not. I'm bummed.
Reverend, I can explain.
Oh, well, explain that.
I'd be glad to. You see, that's an old English folk dance celebrating the reaping of the harvest. She's up to the part where they grind the corn.
Reverend. Young man, I will see to it that you never get your wine license.
Nonsense. What would a delightful place like this be without wine?
Delightful? Miss Arlington, this young man is...
so thoughtful and considerate and sweet. I came in and he made me feel right at home.
But Miss Arlington...
And I want him to cater our church supper next week.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It'll be nice to have some good food for a change.
But I'm...
Don't you want everything perfect when I announce my contribution for our new church hall?
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Good. Well, you may see me to my car now. I know you're going to be a big success here.
Thank you. You're so kind.
Well, Jack, I told you the Reverend would like our place.
What you say, Mr. H. Look at that. Girls, I got my wine license. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. Oh.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, now we can get out of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you feel walking around all day in outfits like that?
Oh, here, see for yourself.
Yeah,
oh.
It's a good idea. Try this on for size, Jack. Oh.
How do I look?
Jack, couldn't you wait to get home?
Thank you very much for your patronage. Come by anytime you're hungry, all right? Oh, boy, I'm glad that's over.
Jack, could you do me a favor?
You hungry? We got a lot of chicken back there.
No. Could you turn on the music?
Forget it, Larry.
I love folk dancing.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I just remembered the honeymooners are still in the kitchen. I'll get
No, Jack. You might embarrass them.
That's too bad.
Jack.
No, hey, you love birds? Come out of there, and I mean now.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.